Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And happy Friday. Happy Good Friday to you. Welcome to Kale and Company. It's Mike Opelka in for Nick Kale today. But I am so excited, so thrilled, so honored that Dawn and Gregory either lost a bet or have decided to be here today. Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy? Rocking the Phillies hat this morning. I like it.
Yeah, I'm such a homer. You know, yeah. I just want to be loved.
Love
Is
it.
That so wrong?
No.
I know nothing about the Phillies except every time I've been to the park, which is like seven or eight times, I just had a blast.
Yeah.
It's just a good time, great classic design, and the fans are insanely fun.
Opening day, baby. Come on.
Opening day against the evil Braves, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to contractually call them the evil Braves.
True. It's absolutely true.
I actually went to the farmer's market by me in Booth's Corner, PA, and got myself a hat yesterday just to make sure I kind of fit in.
I love it.
I will tell you, I couldn't buy a jersey, though. That just the regular shirts,
yeah,
the Philly shirts, the licensed shirts, they're now $40.
Really?
For a T-shirt. And I'm at the farmer's market where you can get half a cow for $11. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But welcome to Friday. You made it to Friday. It looks like you outlived the bad weather. We're going to probably have an amazing weekend, amazing Easter weekend if you celebrate. I hope you appreciate the greatness of this weekend, the beauty you're going to have. But we got to get things started. There's so much going on today. There won't be a big take. But trust me, there's enough to kvetch about. And yes, the Catholic boy just used the word kvetch because we can't. And we'll get to it. We'll get to what happened in New York last night. We'll get to some of the madness here. We'll get to some craziness. Good news for strippers in Washington State.
Well,
I know
God.
That means, yeah, finally justice and protections for strippers in Washington State. But let's get local. Let's check in with the great Dawn Stensland and get the update here.
Yes, and good morning, Friday morning, opening day, Kale and Company News Live here on this Friday, March 29th. We're at 43 degrees, 9 hours and counting until our big open. Everybody else opened yesterday, but we get to open today.
Can I just say something about that? It is opening day, even though the Phillies didn't play, I thought there would be baseball on all day. I thought the only game that was on last night was the Dodgers. Like, nobody else played. What's the point of opening day there was a 13 game
played
yesterday.
The afternoon?
Yeah, but
you know,
none of
Phil
it was
skipped his nap for that.
None of it was on network TV, though. That's what I'm saying. Now Major League Baseball makes it so you have to pay for everything. Sorry.
Oh, that's true. Because you know, how much is this? How much is a salary? Look at Ohtani or what is it, ever his name's
Ohtani.
Salary?
Yeah.
They have to charge pay per view.
I get you. Sorry, Dawn.
All right, so let us move on with the news this morning. And I'll have the full forecast in a moment, and it's an important one, and why we did not have opening day yesterday. Philadelphia police say they're searching this morning for the hit-and-run driver who struck and killed a pedestrian last night in the city's Grays Ferry section. According to all the witness accounts, surveillance video that they've been able to pull, they say a 64-year-old man was crossing the intersection there at 30th Street and Grays Ferry Avenue just before 10 p.m. He was struck by that driver who sped through a red light. So they say that the man was walking in the crosswalk from south to north, and that vehicle came from the eastbound lane, struck him with so much force that he was dragged nearly 100 feet, according to authorities. The driver never even stopped after hitting this man. And so they're searching. They do have some evidence, they say, including car parts. They do have the video from multiple surveillance cameras. I'm sure we'll be getting more of that. This vehicle is described as a charcoal-colored Dodge Charger sedan with possible front-end damage. The victim who died has not yet been identified. So police asking for anybody who saw anything, who knows anything, who sees somebody with that charcoal-colored Dodge Charger sedan with front end, a lot of front end damage, to report to police. The largest crane on the eastern seaboard arriving this morning to start removing all of the wreckage, and this has to do with Baltimore's bridge collapse. About 2,400 individuals whose jobs are at risk of drying up until shipping can resume in the port of Baltimore. And we should see the shipping resume within the next couple of weeks. So the bridge might take a year to two to more, but as far as those jobs, everybody should be back to work, we're told, within a couple of weeks. So we're looking at that very carefully
They just have to clear the channel so they can bring the ships in and out. Is that the deal?
Well, not just, I mean, yes, but as well, once the crane and all of the, you know, all the apparatus gets in there and starts lifting out all of that steel and concrete, all of that, they believe that they will be able to recover the bodies of those individuals who we know were in their pickup trucks.
Oh, that's right. They still have the truck down there.
Yes.
Oof.
So...
I asked if, because I have access to the Delaware Bay, and we see cargo ships coming into Philly all the time from there. They're all day long streaming in and out. Not nearly as big, but we're not going to get any extra traffic because it's not deep enough. So it's going to Virginia and New Jersey.
Yes.
But Philly isn't going to pick up any extra business from this.
Well, we do have some big news, and this has to do with mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. So this is a requirement for all Pennsylvania voters to put accurate handwritten dates on the outside of the envelope of your mail-in ballot. And so that requirement stands. This is from a federal appeals court ruling this yesterday, overturning the lower court ruling. And so obviously there's a lot of rhetoric on both sides of this issue. A divided third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling to uphold the law because it's written in the law, because they want to replicate what it would be like if you were in-person voting. So the court ruled to uphold the enforcement of the required date on return envelopes, and it is a mandate. You'll hear in the media, they write a technical mandate. It's the law. It's what they wrote into the law. But it caused thousands of votes to be declared invalid in the 2022 election. So there's a lot of ruckus about this last night and this morning as we're hearing about this, because obviously, we have a little bit of an election upcoming.
Well, this is really unfair, Dawn. This is so wrong. I'm sorry I have to speak out about this. But all the people that are harvesting ballots and have to mail those in, now they have to write the date on the outside of all of those, they're going to have cramped hands. That's not right.
Carpal tunnel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to read the instructions.
Yeah.
You know?
Learn how to cheat properly.
Yes, read the instructions. I wanted to highlight this for you because we've been following the story of an Amish farmer who has become quite famous and unfortunately is embroiled in quite a legal battle. That legal battle playing out in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we had told you back in January they had raided these, you know, heavily armed agents had raided this Amish farm. And now we have the lawsuit from the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. They're filing a lawsuit. They've just filed a lawsuit against the Amish farmer to stop his sale of raw milk products, which authorities claim are tied to some illnesses such as listeria in several states. His name is Amos Miller. He's been selling raw, unpasteurized milk as well as a lot of products from it, cheese, etc., for a little over a decade. And the department says in this lawsuit here, they're filing the suit saying that he's not allowed to do that. He needs to be properly licensed and he needs the inspections and all of that. He's somebody who has captured a lot of Republican attention, and I know that Donald Trump Jr., for example, he has posted a lot. I think Tucker Carlson had done a lot of commentaries with him, and as well, we had U.S. Representative Tom Massey, I know, from Kentucky, and others who have talked about this, as well as RFK Jr. He has weighed in on social media. So a lot of people say that this farmer should customers know what they're getting. You have to subscribe to his products. Full disclosure, I have some relatives who are subscribers and get all of their milk products from Amos Miller's farm. So he's, for those who get the milk from and the products from his farm, they love him and they swear that food is medicine. And this is quite a battle. So he's been in court. We've been following his court case. He had cleared a federal court case, I don't know, within the past year. And so after the feds were done with him, then boom, the Pennsylvania state, you know, authorities raided his farm, and that started in January. So
I wonder how much
again,
we spent raiding this farm, both in federal dollars, and was it as big as the Diddy raid? Did they bring in the federal tanks like they did at Diddy's house in L.A. and circle the gardens? These are the Amish. Tom Massey, who is one of the greatest congressmen in my book, a lot of people don't like him, but he's a constitutionalist. He's also a farmer, and he's fighting for these rights and the rights of the people that raise cattle, because the feds are this close right now. I'm holding my thumb and forefinger together for those of you not on YouTube. He's this close. We are this close to having all cattle have radio tags on them now. And he's so against it because it will mean government managing how many cattle you can raise in this country. So I hope this Amish farmer wins. I hope Amos wins. I'd like to see that case televised. You know, because who's representing the Amish? Who are the lawyers representing the Amish? I'll bet they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it, right? And what's interesting, what you just said, Mike, is that Thomas Massey, we know about his, you know, his stance as far as supporting the Constitution as a Republican. I thought it was interesting fairly recently with Kennedy, RFK Jr., posting on social media, "Thank you, Amos, for standing up for our health and our liberty to grow healthy food." So
I wonder, when you read Kennedy's posts on Twitter X, do you hear him go, "Thank you, Amos, for standing up for our food"? Because I do. Whenever I read his words, I hear his voice like that. I'm not making fun of him. He has a condition, but it's just strange. I associate his voice now with his written words.
And can he yell?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Can he project or really yell? Kennedy, I mean.
My late father-in-law had the same thing, the exact same problem.
Oh, really?
It's called spastic dysphonia. And there is a treatment that you can get. We've experimented with it. Before Botox was used for wrinkles and vanity and even penis enlargement, which maybe we'll talk about later. The NIH would stick a needle into my father-in-law's neck, into his vocal cords every 6 months, and shoot him with Botox. And he would go from talking like this to talking pretty much like this. And
that's
then
amazing.
It would wear off. And I asked Kennedy when I interviewed him, "Why don't you do that?" He goes, "I don't need that. I don't want that in my system." And I thought, wow, he's tough. He's a tough dude.
Well, maybe Elon Musk with all of his permanent injectable, or not injectable, it's a device.
Implantable.
Neuralink, right?
Neuralink, yes. Maybe Elon could help him out.
Yeah. Well, it's about freezing the vocal cords because of what this dysphonia does. And it's really rare. It's not as common as you would think, but it's weird that Kennedy and my father-in-law both had it, and there was some Formula One driver that had it too. But nobody really cared because he's in a car all the time. It's real loud anyway. It's weird.
Well, for us in Philadelphia, it'll be a bright, sunny day, and MLB opening day. And, well, MLB opening day was yesterday, but for us, it's Philadelphia Phillies. And I it's so fun. A lot of the reporters were already down there since 4 o'clock, 3:30 this morning, reporting. Our sister station, I know, was down there. And so there's a lot of excitement, a lot of hoopla. So if you want to get the gates open at just after noon today, and then the festivities get underway, 2:20, the official program. And then, of course, 3:05, the game begins in Philadelphia.
Do you think a lot of businesses, a lot of places have off today?
Well, Good Friday. You know, we used to not have school on Good Fridays when I was a kid.
I remember. Like, why? No day off for Odyssey, huh, Dawn?
Well, I'm sure all the biggity bigs have off.
No, I have a meeting with one of them at 10:15.
Oh.
So, no.
They're not working remotely?
Yeah.
No, they're all going to be here.
Two biggity bigs, Greg and whoever he's meeting with. They're the only ones here.
No. No day off for us. Huh?
Yeah, Greg, what are you doing working today? Shouldn't you be at your shore home?
I love this job. I'll come in every time I can.
Amen.
Well said, Greg.
Yes.
I saw a promo on Fox that guy Johnny who works on the
Jesse Waters show.
Thank you. And he was going around college campuses going, "What is Good Friday?" And he had these, you know, dingy girls going, "I don't know, something good must have happened."
Oh my God.
And nobody knew what Good Friday meant.
Oh, that's
and
so
scary. He's like, Jesus was crucified."
Oh my God.
And they're like, "Oh my God."
Why did they call it good then?
Well, what's so his name? The reporter, Jesse's assistant, goes, "No, something really bad happened that day." And the woman was horrified. She should be. But we don't even teach Good Friday and the Holy Week and any of that. On Palm Sunday, the church right up the road from me, the Episcopal Church, actually was walking down the street doing the Palm Sunday parade like Jesus carrying the cross. It was in the streets of suburbia in northern Wilmington.
It's
kind of moving.
It's funny because a lot of schools had off this week or have off this week, and they just call it spring break.
Yeah, that's right. Pate.
Yeah, exactly.
If you call it Holy Week, then you have to do Al Fitur, and we have to do Purim, which is also happening this week. Our Jewish friends are marking Purim, and so every holiday would be listed. The calendar would be full because we have 9,000 religions that we'd have to, and the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster would have to have their holidays on there too, which is still a thing, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. They're Pastatarians, they call themselves.
I love it. Well,
maddening.
I think you're going to love the forecast. It's going to be breezy today, but the high today, 56 degrees. Bright sunny skies, but this afternoon we could see winds, a little blustery day. So you want to bring that windbreaker if you are headed to the ballpark or anywhere. So in some instances, we could see up to 25 mile an hour, possibly 30 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
It's going to be breezy. So it's not going to feel like 56 degrees at the ballpark.
Did it actually rain yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I got caught in it. It did.
Okay.
And
will
the wind be blowing out dawn or blowing in at the park?
I don't know which way it'll blow.
That's what you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
There you go.
60 degrees for your Saturday tomorrow with partly sunny skies. Easter Sunday looks like 65 degrees, mild and lovely. And there will be some clouds, but more sun than clouds for your Easter Sunday. And then next week, it's going to turn chilly. We'll start out 50, but we'll be in the upper 40s next week, kind of a blustery week. Kale and Company News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. It is 6:17 this morning. Kale and Company, without Kale, Michael Pelka sitting in for Nick. Happy Dawn and Greg are here. I have a whole lot of questions about what happened yesterday in New York City with, I believe, at Radio City Music Hall, there were three presidents and a queen. And I don't know if that's ever happened before. We'll explain. 6:18 on Kale and Company on WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Mike Opelka sitting in for Nick Kale. Thank God Dawn and Gregory are here today. I was perusing social media during the break. And I saw something pretty clever from Philly Talk, at Philly Talk. A graphic example of shrinkflation showing the old Scott tissue 12-roll pack and then showing the new 12-roll pack. And it's shrinkflation on display. The new 12-roll pack is about three-quarters the size as the old one. And the old one is selling, we got 1,000 sheets here. And the new one says, Comfort Plus, our soft is clean. So I guess we're supposed to feel better as opposed to having more. But it's a pretty good example of shrinkflation. I just don't know how the Biden administration's going to demonize this one. How do you bring the toilet paper issue into the public eye?
It does. Yeah, it does. I'm looking at the photo. It does look smaller, right?
Yeah, and these aren't, I guess these aren't the 1,000 sheets per roll. You're trading maybe a softer, fluffier Scott tissue.
Yep.
I just want to know it's not going to clog the septic system. That's all. So that's the real issue for us. And if I'm a little testy this morning, I didn't bring this up yet. We all have spouses, and is there anything worse than your spouse waking you at 2:32 in the morning? I know it was 2:32 because that's the digital clock time that printed in my head, saying, "I flushed the toilet, but I think the chain broke."
Oh my god!
Yeah. So here I'm thinking,
Doc,
I go
to
bed.
Speak to this?
Yeah, that would be Larry waking me up.
Yeah, I figured that. Dawn, I felt
not
like
kidding.
You'd be kindred spirits with me on this.
Oh my god!
Yeah, the chain broke, and. Yeah. You know, everything flushed because it flushed and then it broke, but the water's going to be running for too long.
Oh, boy.
I said, can't we just let it go? I'll pay for the water.
Reach back in the thing and fix the chain on the thing. It's not that difficult.
I turned the water off.
Oh, my God.
I just turned the handle. There's a second bathroom 10 feet down the hall.
Just take off the lid. Reach down in there, put the chain back on the thing. It takes 2 seconds.
I know how that works, Dawn.
Go back to bed.
But look, I'm asleep. I wakened from REM sleep, so precious REM sleep. When you take the lid off, now I have to take the plant off the top of the tank because there's plants everywhere in the house because we need better air. And you move that. Then you take the top off, and you have to move it so it's not going to fall and break because we've done that. And then you stick your hand into the water that's colder than the water that killed the people in Baltimore, and you're freezing now, and now I'm awake. So now I'm awake. So
oh, suck it up. Come on.
Yeah, Dawn has no sympathy for whiny men.
Look, I fixed it. I even have an extra interior mechanism in the garage.
Yeah.
Because when a toilet breaks, you always buy two.
Yeah.
Because one is going to break. The other one's good. They're all put in at the same time, and they're all planned obsolescence, and they're going to destroy themselves because they want you. The big plumbing wants you to
big
do
plumbing.
This.
They do. Yeah, sure.
So I've gone to YouTube. I've seen how to replace that thing. I know where the shutoff valve is. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. But I was so deep in my sleep at 2:32 in the morning. And then, you know, my wife goes right back to sleep.
Yeah, well, I mean, as somebody who's done morning radio for 70 years like you have, you should be used
75,
to that.
75, thank you.
You should be used to that. You should be used to that time, shouldn't you?
Well, no, because I generally will sleep from 10 to 4. Gotcha. That's my six-hour window, and I'm good that way.
Yeah.
But that last hour and a half, that last sprint to the finish line is so good. And then you can't go back to sleep because now she's asleep, she's snoring, she's sawing logs, and I have a hoot owl outside my window. Who's horny? I almost got up and recorded it because I was just like, really, God? I'm looking everywhere. I'm supposed to be sitting for Nick. I'm trying to be good tomorrow. Really? This is what we need?
Yeah.
So big plumbing got me this morning.
Sorry.
Well,
my condolences.
Thank you, Dawn. No, Dawn, you just ripped me.
I know.
The chain. Lift the lid.
It's just easier to get up, just fix it really fast, and try to go back to bed.
No, once you put your hand in that water, your arm is like frozen now.
Please. One day, Dawn Stenslin, you will be surrounded by men that can do things. Today is not that day, but one day you will be surrounded
do things.
By men.
I can do things. I'm just fetching about it because I was robbed. I was deprived of my sleep. I'm going to have to go to the Red Bull cabinet early today. You know, I break glass, take out Red Bull.
Yeah.
I will be doing that shortly, so we'll get that done. Last night, New York City was the focus of a lot of stuff in the world of politics, and we'll get to Trump later. And there's a big cut sheet coming up, too. But the fundraiser at Radio City with the three presidents and the queen. And, Greg, you know what I'm referring to, don't you?
Naked Gun, right? No.
No. Oh. It's just a rare. Anytime you have three presidents in a room, it's kind of a big deal.
Sure.
You had Clinton and then Obama and Biden. But you also had a queen there last night, which makes it unique. You had Queen Latifah. on stage. If you see what I
know,
did there.
I didn't see.
The only person who's probably laughing at that is Phil. But but this event raised so much money. They knew how much money it raised before it even started. They were bragging that we're going to raise $25 million. And I'm watching this going, God, 1984 is coming true right before our eyes. Because if you go back 30 years ago or 20 years ago, the Republicans were the party of the rich white guys raking in all these giant donations. And the Democrats were begging for individual donors. And now you have $500,000 tickets with guaranteed Annie Leibovitz pictures with the presidents together. And you got the three white guys on the stage. And so it's flipped. It's just like 1984, where Oceania was then fighting Eurasian. Eurasia's now the bad guy and good guy. And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, how did this happen? But here we are. Here we are with the Democrats are the big dollar guys and the GOP fighting for donations.
So
and it's going to be a haul because the Democrats have so much money right now.
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah, the Democrats really have become the party of the elite. It
was on display last night.
Yeah, so much. I can't believe that we are in this place because you're right. It used to be those rich Republicans that
country
run everything.
Club.
Country club with their cigars, burning $100 bills. How did that look last night in Radio City, right, Dawn?
Yeah, I mean, if for me, the visual was this, that you had NYPD who had to line the street and protect. Obviously, they have to be on duty and in extra forces because not only is Biden there, but you have Obama, you have Clinton, you have all these celebrities. And so to me, I just think it was obnoxious that they did not postpone that event or at least pay tribute in some way to that officer, to this young officer, his young widow, Stephanie, family and friends, little baby Ryan. You know, to me, it was a contrast. And all those officers, NYPD, who either had to, I guess, go to the wake early. Well, go to the wake earlier. They have to go today or whatever, because they had to be on the job. They had all these people on overtime. And I also wonder in New York City, think about all these unions. And I'm going for the union vote here, not just the law enforcement vote. But all the unions that are suing New York City right now because they have this idiotic tax, the congestion tax that's passed. So it looks like it's going to go through in mid-June. And so you have all these unions suing, saying what, like teachers, cops, how am I going to go to work? Like, this is crazy. And so to me, it is the battle between working people, middle class people, and the elites. That to me was the contrast, and also just apathetic. To imagine all these people grieving in this heinous murder of this policeman, murder,
well,
and nothing.
The fact that they couldn't have delayed it or they couldn't have they could not have shuttled the president or even Obama gone out, but maybe the cops unions didn't want him. I know Donald Trump appeared at the wake. I think, Greg, you might
Donald
have
Trump was invited, Mike.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off.
No, not a problem. I'm with you on that. And he was quite presidential in his statement afterwards, which I'm assuming just over an hour from now we'll have in the cut sheet.
Yeah, I have all the audio.
You got to hear it. If you didn't.
But, you know, what did we get? We got a podcast that was recorded by the three presidents, like the three tenors. They didn't have time to go out to Long Island, even though the assets were there. They would have shut the Midtown Tunnel or the Brooklyn Bridge and let these guys drive over at high speeds. They could have gone and visited or paid their respects. They didn't call ahead of time. Instead, they sat down and did a podcast where Joe Biden said dumb things. And he also said dumb things on stage last night. This was not covered by the media because it's not allowed to be. This is a private fundraiser with a whole bunch of really wealthy people. Stephen Colbert was the trick monkey for the DNC last night, and he was holding forth, asking questions. And Biden reportedly said, last night's in the New York Post this morning, they talked about flying in on Air Force One, and Biden said, "I never sit near the windows," and it's a Boeing plane.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then he kind of thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so talk about insensitive.
So the podcast that they were doing was what, Jason Bateman and the dude from Will and Grace, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah. Talk about, I mean, with Stephen Colbert, just talk about the elite of the elites and just like, ugh.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Colbert is facing some kind of suit for the obscene speculations he made about Princess Catherine, Kate Middleton.
Yes. He apologized for that earlier this week, or maybe it was last week. I don't remember whenever her cancer diagnosis was. And because of some bit that he did.
Yeah, that might work with the American legal system. I don't know if it works with the British legal system.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough on the media. If you make any kind of spurious claims or comments about the royal family, you usually get dinged pretty hard. So he might have to end up paying something or more than an apology. As opposed to Jessica Tarlov on The View, not The View, on The Five, mm-hmm. the House liberal most days. she's now being sued by Tony Bobulinski. She apologized the next day,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But I wonder if she's going to be held to account for that, since you know Fox had to pay quite a lot of money for the things they said about the election and mm-hmm. and the voting and the machines, Dominion voting machines.
Yeah, the difference. I mean, to your point though, she did come on and apologize. She corrected herself, and so that'll at least mitigate what they have to pay.
Yeah, and she won't get fired because you won't be able to fire a pregnant liberal. The only thing that would make her more bulletproof is she were a pregnant woman of color.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
If she admits to being a woman, which I assume she does since she's already had one child. I actually kind of like her on that show. I don't know if you guys watch The Five regularly.
These two do. Nick and Dawn do. I don't. I don't watch any. I literally watch no cable news just because I need to cleanse my head of all this nonsense because we talk about it so much and I listen to so much of this on this radio station.
I faithfully try. I'm either in car line or I'm cooking dinner, one or the other. So I always say, like, I have Sirius Radio, then I have Zioli on my phone. So I'm dueling Zioli, and sometimes I'll just look at The Five and visually if I'm at home, but I'm listening to the Zioli show, which is obviously more content rich. And I'm not just saying this because I love Rich, but he has more, you know, detailed content rich stuff. And they tend to, but every once in a while, I'll turn their volume up and see what they're saying because it's more entertainment. It's not really breaking news or something that's, you're not going to really learn anything from The Five.
I don't know if you might laugh.
Yeah. You might giggle a little bit.
Yeah. They're usually a day behind. Because the stories that we find interesting, the stories that, you know, the 102-year-old guy that's getting dinged in California because people are painting his walls and he's the guy that's getting hit by the city.
We talked about that at 8:30 yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they've got it last night. You're like, okay, I know this already.
Yeah,
so I get it. I tune in for the laughs.
Yeah.
Dawn, I have to ask, what is Carline? You said I'm in Carline at that time?
Oh, Carline is, well, it's something that's in the near future of Greg and and his wife.
Can't wait.
So it's, you know, when you're picking up your kids. For me, it's high school. So, you know, picking up, you're stuck in the car. Well, there are a lot. Nobody's probably in Carline. They're not going to be in Carline this morning. Hopefully they have the day off.
So when I drive by St. Agnes of the Punctured Lung High School, and there is a line of SUVs and cars at 2:30 every afternoon, and it's there are dozens of them. They're waiting because they have to individually release each kid to an approved family member or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. It is. It is. And try getting – there's a school – I actually don't know which one it is, but when it's off of – it's off of Byberry Road. I'm sure somebody on the YouTube chat or somebody on Twitter can tell me what it is. But if I hit that at the wrong time – like 2 o'clock-ish,
brutal.
It just backs up, and it takes me forever to get through.
What if your kid rides his bike to school or her bike to school?
Nobody does anymore.
Yeah, I was just going to
say. You can't?
No, they just don't do it.
No.
This is crazy.
It doesn't.
And these are probably all people with environmental greenie stickers on their
bumpers. That's what I always laugh about.
Yeah.
I turn my vehicle off, much like if I pull up to the CVS window and I'm picking up prescriptions for family members, I turn my vehicle off. I do. But in car line, everybody,
their car line.
Car line, their vehicles are running, they got the big SUVs, you know what I mean? And I always think about that. These are the people who say, oh, we can't have plastic bags at the grocery store.
Right.
But nobody thinks about the fact that you're sitting there idling, you know, for an hour.
Forget cow farts. SUV exactly. Farts are more dangerous to the planet. The
so
car,
true.
I learned something about car. Oh, and I know we have to go to break, but Dawn, you are legend at Booth's Corner.
Uh-oh.
In Boothwyn, PA.
Yeah.
They have opened a store that sells those meals that you put in your little cooker.
Oh, What a Crock?
Yeah, they have a What a Crock store.
Woohoo!
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
And I was in there because they have like a sample table. You know, I'm grazing. Skip a meal, save a few bucks.
Yes.
By the way, Mike, Dawn has been endorsing them for about 6 months now. She has yet to bring any meal us.
Well, I've tasted them, and I can tell you they are as advertised by Dawn.
Yes.
And I said, I heard about this on the radio, just trying to, you know, see, test the water. And the lady goes, yeah, that broad on AM. So I'm very proud to tell you, Dawn, that the ladies that run the What a Crock store at Booth's Corner are they occasionally tune in and listen to that broad on AM.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Good times. 6:42, we have a lot to get to today. You're welcome as well, Friday. Luya to you on this good Friday. It's Opelka in for Kale on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So I got a diagnosis of three things that I have growing in the lawn that shouldn't be. I know you probably thought, what is she talking about? But you have to think about your lawn this time of year. And for me, my lawn guy from Natural Lawn of America already was there last week. We got the diagnosis, got a little overgrowth, and we're good to go. You should see how just after one treatment, the lawn is just so green and looking lush right now. It is that time of year that you want to catch everything, right? Because before you know it, if you don't call Natural Lawn, the grass is going to be overgrown with those weeds, taking away from the beauty of your home. And obviously taking over the lawn. You want to swing into spring with Natural Lawn of America's safer lawn care treatments. I'm talking Natural Lawn. They've been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for more than 35 years. And this is not some one-size-fits-all lawn care company. That's what I love about Natural Lawn. They have certified specialists, like my guy, who tailor the treatments to your lawn's specific needs. And they use exclusive organic-based fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls that give you the results that you want, as well as the peace of mind that you deserve. When I'm talking about peace of mind, obviously the kids and especially Buddy Boy, oh, he's got to have the nice, safe lawn, you know, locally owned and family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Natural Lawn is competitively priced, has a satisfaction guarantee. Get started today. Take advantage of their limited time offer right now, free seeding every year. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program. Get free seeding every year. 800 free seed, or you can visit naturallawn.com. 800 free seed, naturallawn.com. Trust the leader in organic based lawn care, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Dead Hillary barking in there. that Hillary and Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
Need to be added to that.
That's funny.
It, you know, every now and then I get one, Greg.
Yep.
It happens. It's not that regular. But yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know that song. Who is that?
This is Jane's Addiction.
Oh.
Been Caught Stealing.
And didn't we lose that lead singer a while back?
No, that's Perry Farrell. He's still with us.
Oh, Perry Farrell from Porno for Pyro.
Yes. Yes, he's actually like his.
And like every band, every great pure rock band.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, this was
very nice. I did not know that.
I believe Phil Umquist, who does This Day in Music History every day at like 9:55. There's some anniversary of this album coming up.
You have to tell me that Phil does This Day in Music. I listen. Some days when I'm working in other radio stations, and it is Opelka in for Nick Hale today, thank you, I will make sure I come back for the last half hour so I can hear Phil's This Day in Music History.
I love it. It's one of my favorite features.
Although I called him out the other day because it was about a week ago he buried the lead.
Which was?
It was like the second to last thing. He's like, and on this day 40 years ago, Bon Jovi was formed. I mean, that's a holiday in some parts of Jersey.
It's true. It's Sayreville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So he told me, no, yeah. Not everybody, but, you know, I get it. So if we can get Perry Farrell on the phone and we can tell him that maybe we do a remix and you add in Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We can throw in Bernie Sanders.
Can I, Wolf.
Oh, can I ask you guys a question? Why did she bark? Does anybody remember like what the origin of that was?
Somebody was holding up a treat. Come on.
Well, that's what I trained her to do.
Oh, Dawn.
I said, bark like a dog for me, baby.
I can always count on Dawn to go there.
I love that about Dawn. She will go there. Come on, Hillary.
She's my favorite person to do radio with.
Monica would bark. Oh, that's wrong. Yeah, it's a good clip to have around.
Yeah.
The Hillary and the fact that Bernie sounded like he was barking at Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf.
He couldn't get Wolf's attention.
Wolf.
Down, boy. Down.
Oh, God.
Oh, I got a snort already this morning.
I know.
It's early. Yes, it's early. It's 6:52. It is opening day for the Phillies. I am sporting a pandering hat.
Pandering.
It's total pandering. I love baseball. I do love baseball. I love the sport of baseball. And I know I have friends who say, it's so slow. I said, you don't understand. Baseball's a war between two little mini nations.
Yep.
And they have strategies, and there's no time limit. And they go, that's the problem. There's no time limit. I said, yeah, but there's an inning limit.
Yep.
And so I appreciate baseball for that. And then, well, basketball. Yeah, but the last 2 minutes of every tournament game takes 45 minutes.
It's true.
Because of timeouts and fouls and all that.
Yep.
And by the way, I didn't check this morning. Brackets, anyone still in this? I'm not sure.
No. Actually, Anthony DiRenzo, Dawn's producer, is like, he's like in the 96th percentile or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, his bracket is still going strong. So we should have listened to him, Dawn.
Wow. He might be starting to do those gambling commercials.
Exactly.
Forget about following Nick Hale and his Pekakta tweets about this plus six, this plus seven, they'll cover the spread. No, I can't do that. I just like to watch and see who's going to win.
Yeah.
That's just me.
It's sometimes.
By the way, go ahead, Dawn.
No, it's usually it's dumb luck sometimes.
Of course it is.
For me, because I always go with all the local, and there was one year where because all the local, everybody local was doing great. So my husband was like, Dawn's a genius. Not really. I just chose everybody who was local.
Anybody who says they follow college basketball this closely is lying. They're just lying. Dawn is 100% right. Yeah. It is all dumb luck. You might follow it a little bit, and I'm sure Anthony does, but it's just dumb luck. I'm sure he would admit that too.
But it's still fun.
Yeah.
I admit being captivated by the energy of college basketball. I find it much more engaging
100%.
Than the NBA these
100%.
Days.
Yep.
And, you know, when teams are winning, it's easier, but I will watch. And I'm surprised at how interested I am in the women's tournament so far. And I give, what's her name, Caitlin Clark, is that her name?
Yeah.
At Iowa, all the credit, because she's fun to watch.
And, well, that's just that, it. Who? I mean, you're from Delaware.
Yeah.
Right? Where you have probably.
Nothing. We have nothing to watch.
Well, no, but I mean, it's, Deldana, she's from Delaware,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, and she's in the WNBA, was. I didn't check lately.
So she's suffered with Lyme disease, and that's been debilitating for her. But will Caitlin Clark be the one who attracts everybody, you know, to be the one to, be, you know, because women's basketball's getting more exciting, but will she be the one that turns the corner? I don't have the answer.
Until you get somebody who can do a slam dunk after taking off at the free throw line, you're not going to have the same kind of energy as you have around some of these pro players. You just need somebody like a Jordan or even a LeBron James. Sorry, I had to bring that name up.
Or will it be a biological male who plays with the women?
That's a good point.
Who brings forth the excitement?
Yeah,
we have to talk about that because there was an Australian soccer team that won a big tournament recently, and they have five men identifying as women on their team.
Oh my God!
And they won a women's tournament, and in one game, one guy scored 6 goals, and I think they won 10-0. So it's insane. What's it going to take for people to wake up? Yeah, the flying bats out of Australia.
Are you kidding?
The flying bat crap crazy people. Why, you know, you can't identify as a woman. It is nuts. But we'll get into all that. Second hour just around the corner. Of course, it's jammed with the great stories of the day. We'll cover what's coming up in the local news as well as a preview of the opener for the Phillies. Hey, if you're partying already in the parking lot, call us 855-839-1210. I would love to hear from someone who's
already pre-gaming.
It's not football. I don't think people do that for baseball, but maybe.
No?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe?
I think the festivities get underway like noon today. So
yeah.
I know our own
the
Anthony Dorenzo open. And Dan Browski will be down there. So they'll be checking in on the Dawn Show or on the Dom Show later.
Hopefully they won't be there before noon.
Maybe.
No, they won't be there.
We'll find out. It is 6:57, wrapping up the first hour. Kale and Company with Opelka in for Kale on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.